Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
As Lincoln said to a nation far more divided than ours, we are not enemies, but friends. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. To those Americans whose support I have yet to earn, I may not have won your vote tonight, but I hear your voices. I need your help, and I will be your president too.
What will President Obama actually change by 2012? We're collecting your posts for a time capsule on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll dredge it up in 4 years and see how close you came. Ralph in Morningside Heights writes, for the first time in 30 years, Amtrak will be taken seriously by both houses of Congress under the stewardship of President Obama. Joel in Brooklyn, carbon caps will be enacted, and that will set off an explosive growth in alternative energy. But not everybody is so optimistic. Matt writes, in 2012, women will continue to feel unsafe in their own neighborhoods, and there will be no more public conversation about rape culture than there is now. School performance will continue to be segregated, and people will still torture their children. Obama will not touch these things as policy. GLBT people will not have their dignity universally recognized. There will be wars. Barack Obama could even start one. AIDS will continue as endemic in sub-Saharan Africa, and Obama will do little about it. Well, the final numbers are still being tallied, but an estimated 136 million ballots were cast in yesterday's historic election, including the early voting. That's the most in a century of voting in America. On the morning after, it's a relief. It's a shock that we're not anguishing over conflict and suppression at the polls, or miscounts, or recounts, or simply failed technology. Alexander Kesar, a professor of history and social policy at Harvard's Kennedy School and author of The Right to Vote, The Contested History of Democracy in the United States. He joins us to discuss what went right and what went wrong with our voting system. Alexander Kesar, welcome back to WNYC.
It's a pleasure to be back on the show, Brian.
So we spent so much time anticipating problems at the polls yesterday. We did countless segments on this program to be ready for it just in case. You published a commentary in Newsweek beforehand stating no one or almost no one is anticipating a smooth, uneventful election. But did it work out?
It worked out pretty well, although I wouldn't say it was completely smooth or uneventful, but it worked out pretty well. There were fewer big glitches, at least that we know about. And, you know, on the whole, I think we benefited from early voting in several different ways, including that we learned about a number of the potential glitches. But let me make a distinction. There are two kinds of problems that can occur mm-hmm. with the kinds of crazy quilt of voting systems we have. One is with the actual casting of ballots, what screws up and prevents people from casting ballots or not. The other is with the counting. Ironically, we don't know whether there are or have been problems with the counting, and we may not know for a while, and we may never know, because there aren't going to be recounts except in a small number of states.
Yeah, so if the election had been close, right. Are there states that you think we would be obsessing over right now?
Well, I think that North Carolina, you know, if the election was coming down to North Carolina, I think we would be we'd be quite disturbed about this. Or Missouri was a place where both there were lots of charges from Republicans about fraudulent voter registrations and charges from Democrats about voter suppression. And in Missouri, I think the margin is now something like 6,000 votes. Mm. So if this election had come down to Missouri, I think we'd be learning a great deal. I mean, I think, but look, on the whole, I think, you know, I and other people who have been warning about the problems, you know, have to not be Cassandra-like and say, look, things went pretty well, but the other metaphor in my head is that if you have a car that has something wrong with it and is wheezing and making a lot of noise and you make it to your destination, you don't say, okay, now I don't have to fix it.
So big picture, since Bush versus Gore in 2000, the debacle, has America gotten better at voting and setting up elections?
We've learned learned a lot. We're better at setting up elections. We're better at anticipating and monitoring problems. I think our big problems now is that a number of states have purchased and are utilizing touchscreen machines without any possibility of backup, and those machines are a potential hazard in any future election because there's no possibility of recounting anything if something goes wrong, and I think we have to get rid of those machines.
Any attempt at vote stealing that you were able to ascertain yesterday?
None that I am aware of. I mean, I've heard of occasional stories of somebody showing up at the polls and being told they already voted, but then it turned out that, in fact, it was a clerical error. You know, I mean, there were lots of mistakes. I mean, actually, here in Cambridge, Mass., which prides itself on
one-party rule.
On one-party rule and great professionalism, the wrong registration lists were sent out to every precinct yesterday.
No kidding.
Creating some substantial chaos for a while.
Alexander Kesar in the Democratic Republic of Cambridge, a professor of history and social policy at Harvard's Kennedy School and author of The Right to Vote, The Contested History of Democracy in the United States, to discuss again, hopefully before the day before the next election. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.